Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We want to take our first reading from Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. Genesis 2 and verse number 9. The Bible said, "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." Praise the Lord. Let's read verse 7 and 8 as well. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." Praise the Lord. We are talking about the wisdom of staying in your ordained garden, part 3. The wisdom of staying in your ordained garden or appointed place, part 3. Please take your seat. Verse 7 says that the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. So man was formed. And God breathed his life into man. And man started existing. God didn't just end there. He also planted a natural habitat for the man that he had formed or created. And God planted a garden east in Eden. And there he put the man. He felt that man will do very, very well in the garden that he had created for man. Praise the Lord. So God is a very responsible, intentional God. He does not do things haphazardly. Then again, in verse 9, he said, "Out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to sight, good for food, the tree of life in the midst of the garden, and then knowledge of good, the tree of knowledge of good and evil also there." And so we see that the garden is a type of the church that is in the Bible. And there we see fruitfulness. We see everything that is pleasant to the sight, and then the taste also of goodness, as is in verse number 9. Now, a garden is the greatest expression of divine life, creation, provision, supervision, and beauty here on earth. The garden that God created, it's man's first encounter and God's first expression of divine life. He created different things there. So in the church, you and I will encounter how God expresses himself in terms of his divine life, in terms of creation. Hello? Are you here with me at all? In terms of provision, in the garden, he provided for them. Provided a river that broke into four streams. He gave them food, as we see in verse 9. The herbs for food, verse 15, you also see it, and all of that. And then we also see supervision. Every day in the cool of the day, God came and then visited Adam and Eve in the garden. He was supervising his work. Even though God is everywhere, he came there and made them to feel him. Are you with me? Supervision. And then the garden was also an expression of beauty. So the church is God's intentional creation to express himself through the church. He's positioned the church, he's planted the church where he's planted the church to be able to express all these things, his divine life. And there is nowhere where we see God's divine life in expression than in the church. He expresses his creation. He expresses his provision, supervision, and beauty here on earth through the church. Church is God's vehicle for the expression of his divinity amongst men. Praise the Lord. Now, one will say, why would God put man in the garden and not in the forest? Why are you in the church? The garden is a representation of the church. Are you with me? It's a representation of the keepers. You have to talk to me. Oh. Are you with me? It's a representation. When God made you, he had in mind that in 2026 he should be in the keeper's house. He put the man in the garden. This church, even though somebody may have invited you to church, you really are not here because you are invited. You are here because God ordered your steps to be here. God has put you here. And if you are listening to me this morning, it is God who has put you here so that you hear something like this. Praise the Lord. So he put man in an environment that man will flourish. If you are heavily loaded in a wrong environment, you will be impoverished. You will not do well. Does not matter. You see, sometimes it doesn't matter what you have. Sometimes what matters is where you are with what you have. And sometimes if what you have is even small, in a very conducive, fruitful environment, you'll be fine. Because you can see the prodigal son having substantial portion of inheritance in a wrong environment, and then he loses it. Naomi goes to Moab with husband and children, and then she loses it. Then she comes back to Bethlehem, Judah, and then gets restored. That means that location is important. Tell somebody in the spirit, location is important. In the spirit, the church you find yourself in, according to the will of God, is very, very important. Are you talking to somebody on my behalf? Can you talk to somebody that being in the keeper's house is the will of God and it is very important? Praise the Lord. So, a garden has soil. A garden also has water for irrigation. A proper garden. It has got seeds and fruit from plants. It also has animals. And then a garden has a gardener. Praise the Lord. A garden has these characteristics. There's a soil. There's water for irrigation, as we see in the Garden of Eden. There are seeds. You see in verse 15, there are fruits from plants, then there are animals, and then there is a gardener. Now, the difference between a garden and a forest is order. Is what? It's order. The reason why you are not a mobile Christian, and for those of you whom the COVID has introduced a certain demon into your head, that you can take yourself out of God's garden and still flourish properly in the will of God perfectly. Please hear this. There is a difference between a garden and a forest. A garden has a gardener. The difference between the two is order. Is what? I can't hear you. Is what? So, a garden has a gardener, and without a recognized gardener, the space is called a bush or a forest. That's why, apart from national laws, most forests are not watched over by anybody. So people can go there and do all sorts of whatever there. People commit murder there. Most armed robbers and kidnappers live deep in the forest. Are you with me? Hello? Murderers live deep in the... You are looking for them where order is. You won't find them. They live very deep in the thick forest. Most fetishes that do deep rituals, they don't live in town. So the difference between a garden and a forest is order. If there is no garden, that place is bush or forest. So when you are a child of God, God does not want you to operate in a forest or in a bush. He wants you to operate where there is order. Where there is what? Where there is supervision. Because God is not an author of what? Confusion. God operates with order. So the life in the bush is not protected. The life in the forest is not protected because there is no sense of ownership. The antelope in the bush is not protected. The rabbit in the bush is not protected. There's no sense of ownership. Who owns the forest? But if it's a garden, somebody will take responsibility for it. So it takes permission and protocol to take something from a garden. True or false? But does it take permission and protocol to take something from the forest? Most hunting is done in the forest. Praise the Lord. So, but if you go into, if you are to take a sheep from somebody's garden, you will need permission. You don't just walk in and take a sheep. You will call a thief. But when you kill an antelope in a forest, who calls you a thief? That's the difference. Tell somebody there's a difference. So this is the reason why people under the covering of recognized leadership of the church are hard to destroy, are hard to exploit. If you are in a church, God has set shepherds over you. There are blessings in having shepherds. There are blessings in operating in a space where there is order. There are blessings in operating where God has put certain structures, praise the Lord, to ensure that you flourish. He doesn't want you to be a free-range animal. Hello? Yeah. He doesn't want you to be that. And if you look at how God looks at his people, the believer is seen as an eagle. Is seen as what? A bear. Is seen as a lion. And then let's say a sheep. Praise the Lord. Hello? Have you seen that in the Bible, most emphasis is laid on the believer as a sheep than a lion? As a sheep than an eagle. If I put the Bible together and you see that the believer is more referred to as a sheep than a lion, much emphasis is there. That simply means that for greater part of your life, heaven sees you as a sheep than a lion. Greater part. And a sheep needs to be tended. A lion can maybe take care of it. Itself, an eagle, a bear, an ox, whatever, in the bush. But that's a very small part of your life, taking care of yourself. Hello? And mostly you don't need to be a lion within the church. You have to be a lion in the marketplace. But when it comes to the grazing field, or where like-minded people are, the brethren are in fellowship, we need you to be a sheep. And a sheep is fully dependent on the shepherd for its life, sustenance, and provision. Are you here with me at all? So greater part of your life, you are supposed to be within an enclave where the God-set principles of governance will guide and rule in your life, so that you'll be able to flourish and express your God-given mandate here on it. Tell somebody you are a sheep. First of all, you are a sheep. I don't know. The one who watches over the lion, what is the name? How about the eagle? Jesus referred to himself as the good shepherd. Is that not so? Does the lion have a shepherd? Okay, sheep, the one that watches over the sheep is called shepherd. How about the lion? Lie what? Lie on a pet. Lie on pet, whoa. Okay. It's who me and say, me lie on pet ne kono. Is it powerful? Tell somebody you are a sheep, so you need to be in a garden. Yes. A sheep, you need to be in a garden. That's why God himself, out of his own will and wisdom, has placed you here. So being in a church is not out of your whims and caprices. It's not even a decision you have made that me, black. It is God first and foremost who has planted you in the church, and you should do everything possible to make decisions that makes you stay where God wants you to stay. And not to become like a roaming ambassador and say that, I met one guy, I said, which church do you attend? He says, I belong to the kingdom of God. I said, which one is that one? So you don't need to be in any church. Wherever the spirit leads you, you go and all of that. That is how you will become like the woman with the issue of blood. As many physicians she saw, she became worse. If you can't be stable, you cannot be enabled. You need to be stable. Have you seen a stable Casanova before? They waste resources. They eventually lose themselves. You need to be stable. Hey. To show capability, you need to be stable. And people who are not stable, you have to look at them. They are not blessed. One of the things that Jacob laid on Reuben is that Reuben, because of rough awareness, you shall be unstable as water. You see, floating here and there and behaving like a wandering star is not a blessing. That's why God, in his wisdom, he put Adam in the garden and he locked the garden. The garden was locked with a swinging sword and an angel. Are you here with me at all? It was locked. God had to take them. He had to open the garden to take them out. So when God puts you in the church, like I said last week, it doesn't become an issue of we are made jaibia. We are made jai. We are made free. Marco, hey, catch you be saying nyanesa, nyanesa. Catch you saying yes, spiritual. Be very, very careful. You can't just walk out of the church. No. Somebody says, so how about if I'm not happy in the church? Look at verse 9. How about if I'm not happy in the church? You don't come to church to be happy. Even though when you are in church, you'll be happy. But you don't come to church to be happy. There is a reason why you are in church. Praise the Lord. He put Adam there. God put Adam in the garden so that God will continue to establish his dominion on earth through the man. Through the man. That's why he said that. Take dominion over the birds of the air. The fishes of the sea, you know, the beast of the field, and even under, just take dominion. I have put you here. And in the New Testament, he calls them ambassadors of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. So there is a primary reason, like there is a primary reason why we marry. When you lose the primary focus, then too many peripherals come to the center stage. So the man was to keep the garden and dress it. Are you here with me at all? Keep the garden and dress it. Now, in verse 9, I ask you, if you are not happy in the church, should you leave? Somebody said to me, he said, Pastor, it depends. There are things that can make somebody leave a church. But mostly, what makes us leave a church are very, very, it has not reached there. Look at this. Out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, good for food, da 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 da. And then he said that, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil also. All these things were inside the garden. Tree of life was there. So in the church, you are not only going to encounter the tree of life. In the church, there's a likelihood also to encounter a knowledge that is good, and then also experiences that are not good. I can't use evil. And you will be born with a and just say, Jaya, sorry, no. So for me, I'll be saying. And I'll be answering, so I'll be saying, I would dress now, what's this now? You look very substantial and fully, you know, demure. Obisha, obe targeti wa ajiji unhusi kanka kranka kranka kranka. Ebi muwa sorry ansa hano mutu miye. Winya bano wa mushe na mushe. Akwa usha ni butu mbeye kama. Kwa usha sene nanu ya koko ona. Skawa ni butu. Butu miye koko kama. Anyway, nani. Ito mbe targeti. Those people actually makes the church an uncomfortable place for certain people. Because people don't come to church to be asked of, Pacho Mami is coming from to me rent. Why? Yeah, wait, blah, 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 blah. But there are some people, they are like that. They prey on people in church. They exploit people in church with their needs and all of that. Does that mean that we shouldn't help people in church? You know, that's not what I'm saying. But you just check the people that you keep wearying them with money if a lot of them are still in the church. And most of them, when they leave the church, they don't tell the pastor that it's because some church members are collecting too much from me. Story. As if the world is coming to an end today. It's part of the knowledge of good and evil in the church. And when you embarrass people over time, worry people over time. In this church, I've not gone to anybody's house to ask of one penny before. I've not called anybody to ask of one penny on the phone before. I've not taken one penny from anybody before. But if you are genuinely in need, if you don't have a certain relationship with people, it should be difficult for you to just walk to people and just, it has to take a certain relationship. Or else approach leadership. If you really truly need help. But if you just become like yeast in the system, and then you go to this one, give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. You drive people away from the church. We are not supposed to operate like that. Are you here with me at all? So sometimes a pastor thinks he's building a congregation, and your own doings will be driving some people out. And some people, something like this will make them leave. Because they won't be bold to say, hey, stop it. So what they will do is that they check out. It's not a nice way of checking out. But people check out. Some people, if a relationship doesn't go well, they don't want to stay. Oba, sorry, answer. Ube, shia, nipano. Oba, ene, me, wanwano. You didn't know the person before. You met the person in church. And yes, I know my way, ene, me, nipajaya, sorry, oh. No. If you are leaving church because somebody gossiped about you, in the garden, the tree of life is not the only thing there. In Noah's ark, all manner of characters entered into the ark. Two by two. Even if one is good, the other is some way. Positive and negative. Hello? Akuko nyinini akuko. Do you understand? Hello, this is the church. Say, this is our church. It's our ordained garden. Should I say the next level? Do you know that in the garden, the serpent was also there? So Satan is also in church. And his characteristics are in church. His attitudes are in church. He's the father of all lies. There are liars in church. When someone lies about you, it does not mean leave the garden. As for the garden, everything is there inside. It's a full package. And God doesn't have a problem having the serpent in the garden. Even when God met with the angels, he did not have a problem Satan passing there and saying, "Hi, God, how far?" And Yami Bisan, Yami Jai meeting cross, eh, Munyabitre, eh, Satan, eh, Yami Mingeneso. And I was like, Winnipa, when I'm here. And I was, oh, me, Unse, Yana, Nante, Nante, to and fro. Tell somebody the to and fro now, Wufi Keeper's house. Now, Wakwaha, to and fro, no. A satanic characteristic. Tell somebody. Yami Tanana, Nakunyaso. We are seated with Christ Jesus. If you are really a child of God, one of the things we see is that you what? Sit down. To and fro, the anyanya misubayo. Out and about. Oh, I say, my faith prophetic program, but some call prophetic program. Anyanya me. Nyanya me ne nunu. Adi e nunu no. E yobi, obi, obi, obi. Obi webi na asari, asari wo umwa. Ebe ma problem. Praise the Lord. Well, when God puts you in the garden, he makes sure that everything is in the garden for you. So God doesn't even have a problem when Satan interrupts his meat. And he took time to he say, "Charlie, how far?" So minimum. And every church, Satan will be moving like that in the garden every time. And if you give him your ears, he will speak to you. That's why pastor will preach and somebody will come and interpret the preaching to you. As if you are not intelligent to have heard the pastor preach directly. When I preached, you heard the word and the Holy Spirit applied the word in your heart. Then a friend called you and said that this word pastor preaching was targeting you. That's Satan talking to you. Are you not intelligent or you don't have ears? The serpent is around. And if you are not careful and you keep listening to the serpent, after a while, you will disobey God and you will check out of the garden. Hello? Are we together? Am I preaching basabas? Me preaching basabas alone. You have to be determined that the garden God has placed you in, when he returns, you will be there. And what even fascinates me is that when Jesus, you see, man left the garden or was cast out of the garden because of sin, disobedience to God. When Jesus resurrected, the first thing Jesus sought to do was to reintroduce man back into the garden. Do you remember the first encounter Jesus had with man when he resurrected? It was in the garden. The woman who was going to look for Jesus in the garden said, "They have taken my Lord." He saw him in the garden, the Bible says that, and he thought of him as the gardener. Because man was brought back to the garden. The whole redemption package is to bring man back to the kingdom, back to the garden. Are you here at all? There is no system here on earth that typifies the kingdom more than the church. Church is God's container that represents his kingdom work, his kingdom dominion than any other thing. He brought man back to the garden. The man that he sacked out of the garden because of sin. When the man was redeemed, he brought the man back into the garden. So don't grow in faith and say that, "Oh, me come and quiet, sorry, I may have fine." No. When Jesus redeemed man, his main goal was to bring man back to where he originally belongs. And you can become that boisterous and arrogant in your faith. When he said that, oh, you see, I'm a part level one. Sunday, be a no be pretty teacher here. Me, I'm a kind Bible. I mean, to me, oh, be here. Oh, be here. The church is the pillar of truth. Oh, be here. You see, I mean, to me, kind Greek and Hebrew. When Jesus was preaching, the scribes, the Pharisees were sitting there listening to him. They were well-read people, but they were listening. No level in life should make you check out of the church. Not marriage, not career, not migrating from your origin to wherever. Which are some people, once they travel, hooray! May free Pastor Francis and say, "Oh, boy, Obi and Twinka, some man, sorry, Bim. Many a be pay UK high. Yeah, be boy, Juma den den den. When I get to a place, the first thing I'm looking for is I'm looking for a fellowship of the brethren that has the presence of God, where I can fellowship. Praise the Lord. If you are keeper's house, my man, you travel. You shouldn't take yourself out of church. Even if you are watching online, go to church. Do what? Go to church. Pentecost is there, you can go. A lot of good churches, if keeper's house is not there, don't just say, "As for me, I watch online. And don't say, just say, go to church. You need to be in church. Praise the Lord. Are we in the Bible? You need to be in church. There are blessings for being in church. Last week we learned that, number one, when you are in church, you see, reasons for being in church, or reasons why God wants you to be in church, number one, is that it guarantees divine blessing. Is that not so? Number two, what did we say? It guarantees divine provision. Number three, divine welfare. Number four, divine what? Direction. Praise the Lord. You need to listen to the second service last Sunday. It guarantees divine direction. What else does it guarantee? In Isaiah 65:25, if you stay, because this place is a spiritual place, the church is a spiritual place. Isaiah 65:25 says that the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and thus shall be the serpent meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. And that holy mountain is making reference to God's place. It's making reference to Zion. It's making reference to the church. So when you are in the church, one of the guarantees in the church is that there is divine protection. There's what? The church is the physical presence of God. When you are in the church, you obtain divine protection. So the Garden of Eden was a safe haven for Adam. Adam never saw sickness. He didn't see death. He didn't see all manner of things that eventually he went through. He never saw them as long as he was in the garden. He lost his first child. I'm not saying his firstborn. The first loss of life. It's because Adam was outside the garden. Or it happened when he was outside the garden. Cain killed Abel outside the garden. Hello? The flood was outside the garden. Divine protection. In the garden there, once you are there, that's why when God didn't want trouble, he cast Satan out of his presence. Hello? Am I preaching here at all? You can, anything can be happening anywhere, but it's not permitted in the garden. There is divine protection. That's God's space. So when you are in the garden, in the church, It guarantees your divine protection. That's God for you. God always protected Adam from the wild animals. Yeah. That's why he's saying that the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. In the garden, they were feeding together. Outside the garden, the lamb is meat for the wolf. One is a prey, one is a predator. But in the garden, they are friends. The lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And thus shall be the serpent meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy man. They shall not hurt nor what? Destroy. Protection. It's like the lion loses his taste for the antelope in the garden. Divine protection. That's why I was just saying that, look, yeah, me papa, oware ma officially for 7 children. Now say unofficially we can't tell. Now say the potential for multiple women is on ground. That's what is on ground. It's on ground. The reason why I believe strongly it has not been energized is because, like Paul said, he said, the grace of God constrains me. And it is also so because I have been in church under the mighty hand of God. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me at all? This is our protection arena. So we are here. All your predatory instincts, they just get watered down. And if you are weak, you are also strengthened here. Hello? None was found weak amongst them. They were not destroyed. They went from nation to nation. Though they were small, God did not allow anybody to exploit them. That's what happens when you stay in the church. It's a spiritual place. Obi betu edro wejumem. That edro had to contend with God. God inside the church. And if you are fortunate to be where God wants you to be, fire from the altar will scatter whatever. So the church is not. Why is it that when they are attacking somebody and they come from a particular shrine, the shrine takes responsibility in dealing with the issue? That's why people join co-fraternities. And the Holy Spirit is better than the devil in taking care of his own. That's why it's a blessing to be in the church. Hello? Come on now. Hello? It's a blessing to be in the divine protection. Why people say, I will kill you, I will do that. They don't know what they are talking about. You are fully protected, especially when you are where God wants you to be. And you are doing what he wants you to do. Dress it and keep it. Dress it. Add then the serpent in one bite, Adam. Because it was not permitted in the garden to bite. You have to break the hedge, oh, before the serpent can what? Bite. The biting, no. It is as a function of you breaking the hedge, getting out of boundary. Are you with me at all? It's when you step out that you see the venomous viper. In the garden there, it's not permitted. Hey, you see that people don't necessarily don't even have a mind of steel. Sometimes you go to places, they have put cameras there. Not because the camera is recording. But psychologically, even thieves don't steal in that space. Because in their mind, how we are, camera and betcha. I'm boring you, eh? Because some people don't wake up knowing that there is a spiritual blessing in being in church or being part of a church. You can become so comfortable in life, or life can be beating you, and then the first thing you think about is that, let me leave church. People don't even make budget for church. If someone doesn't have money, the first thing some people seek to eliminate from cutting down on their costs is that, okay, let me reduce my church attendance because of transport. Wow. Please rise up, rise up. It's like when you sit and I preach, I don't feel like I'm preaching. I don't feel. Walk to about three people. I say, it's like it is you that pastor is talking about. The first thing you eliminate is church. Once you want time and you want more money, it is you that God is telling pastor to talk about. Miniscao was saving your chino de piano. But there is church today. He will use the money to come to church. Because Ochinobede Obepi. Church suffers at the expense of every other thing. Abi. Please move to some two more people. And some of you didn't move. It's like this one, God is really talking to you. Talk to about two people. Say, it's like this side, you know. God is really, really, really ministering to you. The presence of God is secondary for many people. Many people don't think about appearing first in God's house. Many people put appearance in God's house as a secondary activity. Meanwhile, that ought to be your primary assignment. With a command, fellowship with the brethren. Praise the Lord. Some people say, okay, let me skip church so that I can attend the event. Church is always suffering when people have to make a decision. Ask somebody, who are you? Were you created and put in the garden or outside the garden? Why are you prioritizing outside instead of your inside? Where you have protection? Some people even start saying that. You are being in church, you are being in church. They will ask you, are you married? You are not married. Do you attend parties? They say, oh, I go to church, work, blah, 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 blah. They say, no, go for parties. Party is not for marriage. Party is not for what? Go for party is like go and auction yourself or advertise yourself. And party is where you go and advertise yourself. Nightclub. Parties where they are boozing. Where they are, that's where you want to go and advertise that I'm a bachelor, I'm a spinster. That's what I'm available. You're serious. You already go to work, which puts you in a social world. Now you have to add partying to it. Partying. To get a man or a woman. Na ni papa be na obenya wa nightclub. Maybe so. Ni papa be na obenya for awariye. Oh, you'll be offended because I'm saying this. Baby, listen. If you want a good doctor, you go to the hospital. If you are looking for a good partner to marry, it's not in the nightclub. Everything has its use. Nightclub is not for stable partners. No. Hey. You go and read the soul there. Why is your face like that? I'm preaching. Me and I'm relaxed preaching. And you are serious. Amos, we'll get a nightclub. Make sure we'll get a nightclub. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Oh, girls, not more. Sorry, no. Sure. But brother, you. brothers no more, sorry. It is close to what God wants to give you. This is the real function approaching zero. It's close. Nyamiya waduma, minkaso bi owa, sorry bi aye, marriage material. Because serpents are also in the garden. But this one reduces your risk. Are you here with me at all? This is undergoing serpentine treatment. Treatment from the venom of the serpent. And this is a concentrated treatment. It's a rehab. This is a laundry. We are washing all the stains. You are likely to make a better decision in church. Or where God's people meet. Than. When you meet somebody in the nightclub and say, oh, I love the Lord. Are you not confused? I love the Lord with somebody dancing around the pole naked. What is loving God in that one? In Usia, Shehobobo Usia. Come on. A nipper win one is a chimney. A nipper no more hole. But you can't look for certain things in certain places. Now, who are in the fear? No, so man, sorry, be more. I feel there also any paboni. Yeah, be when you be when you open your eyes and shop well. Shine your eyes. Soft work worry from nightclub. Friday, do not see uncle all night, no, so uncle club. Usu. Don't you know where you took her or took him from? Friday night, dear. Yeah, we have to go and jam at the club. Bam bam boom. Yeah, if you took him from the nightclub, he will go and bam bam the nightclub. The marriage will not change anything. Am I preaching or I'm dancing here? Divine protection. Yeah. Who are sorry by the grace of God will be bold your boy. Or bold that your boy. Or bold second your boy. Hey, or move fre frabusum in your name. Because in God's presence, these things don't have a place in God's presence. Yeah, sometimes you're wana. Obi or dear before jail. Sorry, what come your bonded the affair you also young from him, sorry. Nothing away. That's what Tina Bontewa. Yeah, you say. If sometimes we think God is our boy. Nan can say ya bo do ya wono. What Tina Bontewa? Yeah, don't let us play with church. If you are on earth, this is God's zone. God's what? Jacob and Ekai, come on, say, this is the gate of heaven. And I didn't even know. I'm telling you that majority of people in church, they don't know that there is divine activity. Angels ascending and descending, like God's presence is at work here. And unti, the uncle was into occultism. He wanted to curse that guy, but because of encounter, the uncle said, it was in my heart to do you harm. The God who met you there came to warn me, the God of your father, that don't touch this guy. Do you know how many occultic people are looking for us? Every time when they draw their knife that they want to enter your eye, God will warn them, if you were a man, try. If you were a man, try. So being in church is not any person you'll be shame in any way, Nadia. Won't pay with divine protection, won't be show any. Na uko banka yehwe wani nzo uda soko. Eh? Uko yuwa usika no kra no. Yehwe o. Enzo uko. Uko adwuma obi no nya fine enzo uko. I sorry dear. Let your spiritual protection, eh, be important to you. It's your zone. And you see that those who don't serve God and they serve other things, they don't joke with their zone. Hello? They don't joke with their zone. Free plumbers, free carpenters, they don't play. They don't miss their services. They go and chant, sir. Chant, sir. They are making it attractive to young people. But I'm telling you that Jesus is not there. In the midst of free promise, no, there cannot be Jesus. These free artisans, go to Milton Keynes, where it looks like they are headquartered, and see how dry that place. You think it's not in UK? Devil is a liar. They're recruiting young people into free carpentry, free plumbing. Catch them young. They say they will connect you, they will link you, they will connect you, they will link you. Then nipa nu wa e de na o ya o mo be ye we ye na so e de pa na mo twehwe wo fun no. Unsro. Unsro. You can never be a free plumber and go to heaven. I'm telling you. Free carpenter and go to heaven. It's not possible. It's not what? No. You can't have Jesus and the devil at the same time and go to, it's not possible. All these ones preaching that you can be a Christian and a Muslim at the same time and you have not lost your salvation. You are not serious. You have not lost it. Can you serve two masters? When it comes to salvation, where you go read Romans chapter, is it chapter 10? He said, if you confess him as your Lord, he didn't even say as your Savior, your Lord, Master, Owner. Hey, Savior by ownership. Then you go to shrine and bow, oh me tafa. That's renunciation now. Is it complicated? It's not complicated. It's a blessing to be in church. Can you move to about three people and say, I'm happy to see you in church. And in the next 20 years, I'll still see you here. In case you go near the tree of evil, still stay in the church. You are better off. Let me say something that some people will not even be happy with. You are still better off staying in church even when you are in sin than staying outside church because of sin. You are somebody's side chick. You are breaking somebody's soul. Still be in church. Still be in what? By the washing of the word and of water. Small. One day, the Holy Ghost will let you know that bibia wanemre ay mraso jai ma meno don't to me worry ni de ni kuno eye ay bi oye ay bi da oye my wife Paul preached to them. He says that he that stole, let him steal no more. He was talking to them inside church. There were thieves in church. They were even stealing communion. But we have a better chance. People were sleeping, committing incest inside church. He was preaching to them. Better chance in church. Hello? In church. Yes, in Some of you, you know, that's why you have to be careful the word, using the word hypocrite on your lips. It is not for you to be hypocrite, dear. And your minister will use money power. What are you using money power? Because normally you say people are hypocrite because of what you have mastered, that they are yet to master. And you were given chance to master and years to master. Now you don't think people should have chance to master. So once you have strength over something and people don't have strength over that thing, they do now, then you say hypocrite. But you don't know that they are work in progress. How can you be singing and be gossiping at the same time? Yeah, gossiping. Have you ever heard? Is it your tongue? We are work in progress. Maybe you're a hypocrite. And then can say a man acquire money to you and say, the ministry is first to God. Hello? It's first to God. Would you say crab? And you are chasing the woman who has been caught in the act. You want to stone her, but Jesus wants to receive her. And we didn't come here because of you. Stop using hypocrite, 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 hypocrite. You too, you are hippopotamus. Hypocrisy. Tell somebody, calm down, calm down, calm down. Calm down for people. One day you will be like the big brother to the prodigal son. Are you here with me at all? Some people, they wish they could come to church, but because of you, you are so righteous. The prodigal son there, he had no problem coming back to his father. His main problem was the big brother. Big brother ni jina gate na no ni servant ni tin komo akwa we sa waste. Big brother na chire sa akwa no ko gbe dwoman enye ne papa sa akwa we is going to spend this money on prostitute. Bible na ka riotous living one chire. Big brother na he unpack the nuances for us. Sa riotous living no na say idi amen. Man of the damn who know yeah for some treason. Yeah. Big brother ne catch. If you are not careful, and the big brother is not in the house, he's always standing at the gate. The big brother, he'll be standing at the door and he'll be talking to the servant house. By the time you don't get what problem no one no. What check problem now dominating in Antobian one of your boon, the whole place becomes very hostile for you. The Papone never know. And then which year we on juice, which year we on juice, which you go, or could you not get in and waiting, come what in their name, my brother? Jacqueline Bano say, Eddie, dear Bameco, my papa. How come it was the father's substance that was wasted, but the father didn't have a problem? But you can become a big brother. They say, "Can you be a break your relationship now?" And so would you say, "Mean your big brother or big sister?" Relationship now, any? And say, "Nipani jaya sorry." So why you big boni oye na me catch you pia wasalo. And I caught her cheating. Was only girl you move so mother. Even though you people are not married. When the papa what? You have been adding sin to sin in church. Uncle, say you've been blowing yourselves even though you are not married. You have been cheating on me. You are caught cheating with the boss. Hey. Look at someone say, hey. where steady. Where man namu usuno bin jaya sorry. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody stay in the will of God. And stay where God wants you to stay. This is part of your protection in the spirit. I said 20 years from now, when we come to the keeper's house, we should still find you in the keeper's house. No matter where you will be. Mobia Nadal. Praise the Lord. Because this is your ordained garden. This is your appointed place. But we still know that the garden is more of a blessing than a challenge. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to know you. It's a blessing to know Jesus. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to know different people. It's a blessing. Praise the Lord. It's a major blessing to know Priscilla. It's a blessing. We shall get the base skinny Dutch. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to know somebody in church, yo. And it's a blessing that you are a Christian. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And you know, before, you know, how God has used the church to stabilize your life. Don't just get out. I'm out. I'm sorry. You know, as long as Jesus is at the center of this house, we will fight, but we'll still stay in this family. And now, oh, baby, go home. You have another family somewhere. No. When you are married to somebody every day, we are made jail, we are made jail, we are made. What kind of a human being are you? Don't you know you are married? Smarting! Smarting! Me pelai soup, one mammy, I've been quiet. We are made jail. And about some cream. Marie has in your mind, Obian, Samina Melidi. You do stage in a MDRT or BNE say, who for my canna lead? And no one and woman per myself. Me ja, sorry. And you munti. Na garden no more to you. And you muke come on. Meanwhile, once you are genuine, will be one mama to pay you. Any pine, any pal. People are not people. I feel like preaching this message, pal. Lift up your hand, lift up your hand. Shire radi denima, e radi mu. shodaba. the Old Testament, when the temple was built, on the day of the dedication, one of the things God said to the prophet was that, so how be dawsumpo, and I yare be dawsu, if a man is plagued, cursed, and the person turns in the direction of the temple, God said, let the plague be lifted. Not even in the church. Turns in the direction. Church is not ordinary. That God brought you here. No plague should successfully stay in your life.
Amen.
That God brought you here. No curse should successfully land. Are you here with me at all? That God brought you here. There is divine preservation for you. Lift your hands right now. Activate it. Say, Father, I activate.
Father, I activate.
I activate.
I activate
your divine protection for me.
Protection for me.
Against voices, against altars, against powers that are after my soul and that of my house, in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, I pray right now, let your hedge of protection by the blood be established in my life, around my family. Open your mouth and pray. Pray and activate it. You are protected.
Amen.
Protected by the power of God.
Amen.
Protected by the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord Jesus Christ cover you.
Amen.
As you are in the church.
Oh yes.
May you be covered in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Receive divine protection.
I receive it.
Receive divine preservation.
I receive it.
Receive divine preservation.
I receive it.
Receive divine protection.
I receive it.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
What destroys people,
yes, Lord,
shall not touch you.
Amen.
What has been engaged in hell to touch you will bounce back.
Amen.
You are covered. Please close your eyes. You are here. You have not given your life, your life to Jesus Christ. And today you want to say, Jesus, come into my life. Come and give me life. Come into my heart. I want to give myself to Jesus to take over my life. If you are that person, please raise your right hand. I will pray with you wherever you are. You are here. You are here. You want Jesus to come into your life. You raise your hand. I will pray with you. Just raise your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. If you are that person, God bless you. If you are that person, raise your right hand. Don't be shy. This is the beginning of your divine protection. It's the beginning of your divine protection. Yes, 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 yes. Pray after me. Say, thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to know you today. I ask you to come into my life. Become my Lord and my personal Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. Thank you for saving me today and coming to live in me and making me your child. I thank you, Lord, that I am born again today. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord?
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.